Hey everyone, welcome to the Leadership Talks podcast. I'm Wilka Nascimento, I'm your host. And today I have a wonderful guest, Angela Webb. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate you taking the time to spend with me and have a little conversation.
Yes, of course. I have this perfect series for us today, Women in Hospitality. And please, introduce yourself. Tell us your background.
Yeah, my background's a little lengthy, so I won't go too crazy on that. So a little bit about me. I moved to the Pacific Northwest, a little bit north of Seattle, I would say a little over 6 months ago. Prior to that, I was in Las Vegas for 25 years. So I would say I pretty much grew up on the Las Vegas Strip, worked at a variety of resorts, working my way into different positions, and then moving to the other side to online travel agency. So thinking about my past, I started out at the Flamingo Hotel as a receptionist for the executive offices, which was a really neat experience to get to know the sales department, marketing, and then the executive team, and a little bit more of what the property manages, to where I was able to move back into the sales department. And I manage the Delphi system, which houses all the information for the groups and meetings, and generated a number of different reports that they needed. And from there, I moved, I'd say, across the street to the Mirage, where I did a similar role for convention and leisure. So I'd generate all the reports that they needed to show where occupancy was at, revenues for the different partners that they worked with. So very, very big into the numbers, which was a lot of fun. But I always thought it would be neat to be on the sales side. And one of my previous colleagues that worked at the Flamingo moved over to Circus Circus and said, "Hey, we have a sales assistant role over here if you're interested." I'm like, "Sure, I'll give it a try." So went down the street to Circus Circus, spent about 5 years there, was a sales assistant, and then moved up to a leisure sales manager. And with that, I'd manage the different wholesale agreements, the OTAs. I managed a lot of different series groups. The motor coach tours that used to come into town for people to go gamble and have a good time. And then I also would book wedding groups and a lot of different conferences within the property. About the 5 year mark, MGM Resorts purchased Circus Circus. So I had the opportunity to move over to MGM Grand, where I was leisure sales manager with MGM Grand and the signature at MGM Grand, which was great working with a very large, over 5,000 room resort, and then I would say more of a boutique resort with a signature having around 1,700 rooms, 1,700 suites, give or take. So with that experience, I worked with the revenue team, seeing where rates should be set, as well as managing the whole portfolio of leisure partners that we had. I would say it was fun within MGM Resorts, even though I sat within MGM Grand. When I would travel to various trade shows, I had the ability to represent all of the properties within the portfolio. So 10 plus MGM Resorts properties, I would be able to talk about the entire portfolio with different travel agents that came to visit, or when we would travel to other countries to represent Las Vegas, being able to share everything that we had available on the strip was great to be in front of the clientele. So 10 years came and went fully with MGM Resorts, and I moved to a single property, the Cosmopolitan, which was a gorgeous, gorgeous resort. So if you haven't been to the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas, definitely go. The Chandelier Bar is amazing. So check that out. Spent a couple of years there and thought, I've spent a lot of time on the hotel side. I really want to check out what it's like on the opposite side of the spectrum. And that's where I landed at booking.com. So they were one of my partners, and they had an opening. I'm like, perfect opportunity to slide right on in there. And I spent a little over 10 years with Booking as a market team manager, moved up to area manager, took over the Hawaii market as well. And then when I relocated to Washington, sadly, I had to let that market go, but I figured it was my time. I think I left things in a good place, and the person that took my role is phenomenal. He was on my team previously, so I'm very proud of the person that took over the reins for both Nevada and Hawaii. So I'm excited for the next chapter that's coming. So
Angela, that's amazing background. So I made a note, a mental note for the Cosmopolitan Bar in Las Vegas. Oh
There are
my
so many
God.
places to go to there, but you know, that was
I
my
only
last hotel stop.
I only have been to Vegas once, and I'm telling you, it was like for a 3-night stay. On the second day, I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? You know, it's pool party, it's casino, it's concerts, it's just like everything 3 days. Third day, I was exhausted, you know, I was just exhausted. But that's what this trip does, right? But like it's like going to New York City for a weekend. You want to do everything at one time. And
Scram it
then
all in. You got to get it all done.
yeah, like you know, in Portuguese we say you have to throw yourself into it, you know. It's like se joga, throw yourself into it and enjoy your time. But I love your story, you know. I love that when I have colleagues that in the industry that have, you know, started in the hotel side and you worked your way through. In this, you know, time, if you could share, Angela, if you have like a mentor, you know, from the hotel side, from, you know, working in ops and then managing sales and working directly with revenue managers, do you know, have a mentor or two that you worked with, and what was their leadership style?
Oh my gosh, I don't have one specific mentor. There's been many throughout my time in the hotel world. I had an amazing leader when I was at Circus Circus who taught me to, you know, work hard and play hard. When you're working, you have to dive in, you have to focus, you have to grind, you need to get things done. But, you know, you're selling hotel rooms. You're not, you know, doing open heart surgery. You're not putting out fires. You need to enjoy life as well. You need to have fun while you're on the job. So keeping that in my mind, knowing that, you know, the properties are open 24 hours a day. So there were a lot of long days, a lot of long nights, a lot of just everywhere with partners and doing a lot of things. But then finding that balance to shut down and spend time with family, because I did start a family in Las Vegas as well. My kids are 8 and 10 now, and have only known Las Vegas. So it's great to kind of find something new. But that person was a great mentor. And then moving to another property, I had someone that just said, you know, just put yourself out there. Just, you have a lot of knowledge, share it. Don't be afraid to speak up in different conversation settings. Because I was very timid when I started out. I like to be kind of against the wall in the room and not socialize a lot. I wasn't very vocal. So just put yourself out there if you have something to say. And I noticed I got a little bit dark because my sun went behind a cloud, and that's what you get in Seattle once in a while, is a little bit of darkness. So sorry about that.
It's
I'm sure
all
it'll
right.
pop back out in a minute. But I think where I really blossomed and really became my own self and really started to vocalize and share and become me was when I joined booking. Within that atmosphere, it was just a really open arena to be whoever you want to be, and you know, no answer is a wrong answer. Just say it, have good, healthy conversations back and forth, and just become the person that you want to be within the industry.
Yeah, and one thing also that I love about, you know, organizations and what we're talking mostly now, you know, after all of the crazy years of pandemic that we all experienced, you know, in some type, it's just so good to hear also that you say, you know, you could be yourself, because being creative that during that time for me was definitely a challenge. Because I was not, you know, just I was in the hotel side, so I wasn't laid off. I had my job, thank God, but then it was so stressful, right? Because we were trying to reopen a property that was closed, and then there was the Black Lives Matter protests in DC, and the property was like 2 blocks from the, you know, the signage and all of that stuff. So it was really stressful things that sometimes people, you know, that I talked to, like in another area, like my colleagues from California, they were like, oh my God, you're so blessed, you have a job. I was like, yeah, but you know, there's this other point that nobody sees, behind the scenes, and I have to work through it. So the podcast came with that. And then, you know, many women in the hospitality industry kept telling me, well, you know, you should inspire other women and should, you know, share your experience as well. And I'm like, okay, well, let's do a series, right? So that's how the Women in Hospitality series on the podcast came about. But I also enjoy seeing other women, you know, and it's really an inspiration. Other women having their families and, you know, their kids, and see that they have, you know, higher positions in organizations. How do you feel for the hospitality now, you know, looking back in the 25 years that you've been working in the industry? Do you see more female leaders? And what is your thoughts about all of this transition?
I do. I think from back when I started, it was very executive male heavy. And as the years have gone on, it's been amazing to see a lot more women promoted within various organizations, and very powerful, respected women that I love to follow on LinkedIn and social media, just to kind of see where they're at and understanding their mindset when it comes to the balancing of home and work. Being on the road within our industry, we travel quite extensively. So understanding how people manage the balance of family and travel is great to see as well. It's not all the men on the road anymore. The women are out there as well. And kudos to the dads out there staying back, taking care of the kids as well. And it's amazing, because I was on the road to Amsterdam when my baby was 3 months old, and my husband was a trooper taking care of her here. And he's been phenomenal throughout the years, taking care of both of them when I've been gone, because I was the one traveling while he was had a stay at home work job. So it's great that we have that balance to be able to do that. So.
Awesome. Yeah. I also think that, you know, in this day and age, people, because I, you know, it's trendy, right? After all of the, again, that we experience, people are like, oh, work-life balance, this work-life balance, that. But what does that really mean to you as a person, right? As a woman, and you wish, you know, like, for example, every time I come to Brazil and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so amazing that I can work. And then I get out, I go to dinner with my friends, you know, from my like college days, or I catch up, you know, now I'm here in Brazil catching up with my sister that had a baby. So, you know, it's just like those precious moments that if you don't take time for yourself, you won't experience. Do you think in general in the industry, people are considering, you know, this part of, you know, us as humans in business, right? The work-life balance, because for many years that I've worked in the industry, I never had, you know, a job that I could work from Brazil. So what is your thoughts, you know, on this new way of working, the hybrid way?
I think I'm personally thankful that COVID happened, because it kind of gave a reset, because I think I was traveling quite extensively prior to that. And when everything shut down and we had that first year of like, what are we doing, and self-reflection, and my daughter had said, you know, mommy, this has been the best year of my life. I'm like, well, why do you say that? Because you've been home. And I'm like, oh, that's like crushing. But then like it gave everyone an opportunity to reset and understand where your priorities lie. Because I think we were all kind of on autopilot prior to that. You go to work, you grind it out, you go home, like you're just kind of on that revolving wheel. And I know a lot of companies are going back to the full-time in office, but I think they are adding still a little bit more flexibility when it comes to the family priorities that come with that. And I think that needs to stay there as well in order to keep your employees and teams happy, because you need that balance. If you want them to flourish in the office and really produce the work that you need them to do, you need to allow them to have the family time as well. So I'm hoping companies keep that in mind as they're making the transition back to office. I personally would like a hybrid type of atmosphere where I'm still able to go to their activities at the school or parent teacher conferences or work from home on certain days when I need to be here for things, but then have the opportunity to go into the office and spend time with my colleagues and learn from one another, because you do need that camaraderie with your teammates to really blossom and flourish within your role. So I do see a lot of movement in that direction, which is a positive.
Yeah, for sure. Now I want to pick your brain, and I wanted to, ask, what is your leadership style? Because you've been in organizations for decades, right? And I heard you on property, I heard you on the outside of property. What is your style when you're managing teams?
Yeah, I really dove into managing teams when I moved to booking. I was more on account management, individual contributor roles on the hotel side, and then dove into people leadership at booking. What I found is take the time to get to know your team members, what motivates them, what excites them, what do they focus on outside of work as well, to have those conversations with them and help them motivated to shut down once in a while. What I like to do while we're working together, I like to be kind of like a little bulldozer and clearer of ways. So let me get rid of kind of the junk that's in the way of you doing your work. Let me have those high level conversations with leadership. Let me work on these other things we're trying to figure out with targets and things. You just focus on your portfolio and you focus on the job that you need to get done with the partners that you're working with. I don't want you worrying about kind of all the other fluff that's happening in the background. That's my job to clear the way for you to get your job done the way you need to do it. If you talk to anyone that is still on my team there, I think they can testify to that as well, as they like that I would kind of help just remove obstacles and let them do their job. And that's what I like to do. And if you want to move up in the company, okay, let's sit down, let's set up a 6-month plan. What do we need to do to get you from A to B? All right, let's focus on getting you there. And there's been a few team members that have moved on to other roles within the company because of plans we have set forth, which that's really great to see when people want to move and grow. I like to help people get where they want to be.
Yeah, I had it's so funny because I had many people, right? Many GMs in the hotels, and when I moved and transitioned to the other side, I had a GM, and he was like the first one. He was so funny. He's like, Wilka, I thought you already know. Now you're working. We are working together again. I was like, yes, Mark, yes. I'm so happy. Because he was that person that inspired me to do my best on a daily basis and to deliver that really memorable experience to guests. Because in the end of the day, that's what hospitality is all about, right? People, especially to the to today, when traveling, like myself, I'm here now and I'm like, maybe I should spend some time with my family in this another city, but where should I stay? And then I keep scrolling and reading reviews, and it's like the options are so, you have so many, right? Like how people make their decisions, it's really really, really, really specific. But one thing that I like that you said is like you're there to support your team, right? And I think in the industry, having that, again, going back to the leadership style, I will handle the fluffy stuff here. I'll talk to the executives, but you guys go out there and be connected and be on a one-on-one with, your portfolio, which are our, hotels. But Angela, what is your, if you had like another opportunity, let's say, to reevaluate your career and, choose a different path, would you do that? Or what kind of tweak would you do for yourself to, shape your career today?
Yeah, no, I love the career path that I've been on. Big fan of being in hospitality. I think it's funny when I was in high school and getting out of high school, I was very, very introverted, very timid, and I thought when I grow up, I'm gonna be a mortician because then I can just be by myself and I don't need to associate with people. And then I'm completely 180 being, woo, I'm out there with everyone in the hospitality world, which is kind of funny, but I like people, so it's a good time. Things I think I would have added to my role. I'm very good at pushing other people to advance and excel and do more for themselves. And I think I should have done more of that for myself. Focus, if you have the opportunity, focus on getting more certifications. focus on the different learning platforms that your companies provide to you, because that's something that I didn't do enough for myself, but I pushed my team to do for themselves. Take the time for your own learning and development. So now, since I haven't been working for a few months, I've been focusing on that for myself. I've been doing some of the LinkedIn learnings. I've been doing some other online things to get some certification. So focusing on my development in my time right now, while I am searching for my next adventure, as I would say, that's what I suggest everyone out there do while you're in your roles. Take the time to continue your education.
Oh my gosh, I love that tip, Angela, because that's exactly what I keep telling people. You know, my friends, even here in Brazil, they were like, "Oh my gosh, I see you on LinkedIn all the time. How do you have time?" And I'm like, "Guys, this is personal branding. Like, you gotta get with the program." And matter of fact, you know, and I give the examples, right? Because there is the LinkedIn Brazil, and you know, his name is Milton Beck. He's like, you know, the big guy, and he sits in São Paulo, and he has even like an interview. For 3 minutes with like these top executives in Brazil in business, and just giving tips, right? So it's like 3 minutes of your day. If you're following the right people, if you're watching the right stuff, of course you're gonna retain that information. So it's like you're saying, you know, watch you do a LinkedIn course, and I love, of course, you know, LinkedIn, but I also think that people need to use whatever platform they feel comfortable. Like I never felt when TikTok came along, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be on TikTok doing dancing or doing whatever. And I'm like, now I'm like, well, you know what? I'm gonna put my own, the same stuff, the same content that I share on LinkedIn, I can crop in 30 seconds and share on TikTok as well. So I don't need to recreate the wheel and stress myself because I'm using different platforms. But, you know, come to a point where people, I hear a lot of, you know, my friends, my colleagues, you name it. They're like, oh, I don't know how you have time. You have to make the time, right? You have to make the time to be out there, to be creative and expose yourself because there's many people out there in the industry. So how you're going to be top of mind. So that being said, Angela, I know our time's coming to an end, but you know, if you could use your social media skills. Do you think you could improve that? What would you suggest for yourself? And I will have a suggestion for you, but later.
I need to stop sitting in the background and being the wallflower and like kind of just reading through stuff. I need to be more interactive. I need to reach out to more people. I need to be more involved in the various posts just to have myself out there more. I would say it's out of my comfort zone. I've always been one to kind of sit back and not take the lead, and same with my team, like let them shine. I'll just stay in the background, and that's what I like to do. But when you're trying to find your next path, no one's going to find you when you're standing in your closet. Like you need to be out there front and center. So that's
But
something I'm
Angela,
working on.
my tip is you're doing great already because you messaged me on a day that I was so busy. You know, I'm here dealing with many things, paperwork, and you name it. And you messaged me, I think I posted something that I was home or I don't remember, but that was so inspiring, you know. And then I'm like, I'll have her, you know, on the podcast because that way, right, you can share your knowledge with people. And also be out there because when you are, and you know, I've applied for jobs many times, I've been fired before, you know, challenges here, moved to many different cities and states. It's not easy, you know. And I saw one of your posts, and you said, oh, you know, what is a tip for somebody looking for the next play when you move from a different state? And it doesn't, and it's so funny because people sometimes they read. And they don't know the reasons why you're moving. And they think automatically, oh my gosh, this person was let go, or the company, you know, is letting people go. You know, people create their own answers in their mind. But I think, you know, you have to give yourself credit as well, Angela, because you're doing already the job. Because I'm seeing your posts, your information, your shares. You know, and
You.
I love the pictures of your kids, you know, in the summer and you enjoying yourself because again, you know, LinkedIn is a platform for professional, but also I want to know who you are. You know, I want to connect with people. So you're already doing amazing, and I want to give you kudos for that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And like with the message to you, I don't want to send out just blind messages. I personalize it. Like I look and see what you're actually doing in life, and I really want to know.
But that's what social media is all about. You need to connect in a professional and a personal level, because you never know, you know, maybe from 10,000 connections that I have, one person, you know, will see this podcast and listen to our conversation. And then it might be, you know, an opportunity to start a conversation. So I know in leadership also, people sometimes they are like, oh, you know, my level of comfort zone can be, you know, within the industry, like within the company, can be comfortable, but then going outside. But you know, one thing that I'm always telling people is, I'm not doing, you know, things to get rewards or awards, or, you know, there's no recognition. I'm just sharing my story. And I think, you know, to this day and age, companies, organizations, hospitality or outside, they appreciate the storytelling. So, you know, keep it up, share your stories. And I appreciate you taking the time to join me today at the Leadership Talks podcast.
Yeah, thank you again. And I hope to maybe chat with you again when I find my next opportunity. So,
I'm here. I'm excited and I'm cheering for you, because I know you did phenomenal work. And just to hear, you know, that you're taking time to spend with family as well, that to me means a whole lot. So I wish you a lot of, you know, upcoming exciting adventures. But Angela, how can people get connected with you?
Yeah, find me on LinkedIn, send me a message. I have it readily available right in front of me at all times for messages to pop up. I am available to start tomorrow if you want me on your team. I love to lead people. I can be an individual contributor. I love to just dive in and be passionate about the work that I do. So I'm hungry and I'm ready. So make me yours.
Excellent. Awesome. Thank you again, Angela, and have a wonderful day.